Hi, guys. Welcome to another edition of Northern Transmissions. Thank you very much for listening. I chatted with Eleanor Friedberger about her new record and her upcoming tour and a couple of other subjects. So here it is, and I hope you enjoy. And let's get into the music right away. Here's the track My Mistakes off the 2011 Merge Records release last summer.
You know I do my best thinking when I'm flying down the bridge, humming to myself and kicking out my kicks, jiggling all around, half afraid for my life. I hope I don't crash like that night last summer. I'm back when the bridge was just a wooden path. I'm bouncing around like he said it was 1956.
Eleanor and I chatted a little bit about working without her brother Matthew, her brother and longtime bandmate in the Fiery Furnaces, as well as working with producer Eric Bruchuk, who's known for his work with bands such as Free Energy, Cut Copy, and Chick Chick Chick.
I mean, odd. I don't know if that's the right word. It was different and fun. so that's what I'm saying. No, I don't know. On the last record, I'm Going Away, it was kind of the first time I'd done all my vocals without him being there. So maybe that was a little bit of preparation. And then after that, Matt and I released this album called Take Me Round Again, which was, we like reworked all the songs from that album, and I had done that on my own as well. So I had a little bit of gearing up, you know, to doing something on my own. But yeah, I mean, I am very used to having him, you know, either over my shoulder or, you know, I'm mostly, you know, kind of, I don't know, giving him the not pep talk, but he looks to me like, hey, if you like this, if you like that, or, you know, I'm kind of like the editor when he's doing 10,000 overdubs.
Huh.
So that, you know, that was different, but this was fun. You know, I found a really great producer to work with. We got along really well, and he's very, you know, he's a good musician, but he's also kind of very quiet and, you know, meticulous. And I really just, like, presented Eric Bruce as a producer with my demos, and, you know, he just helped me make them work and make them sound better.
Was the recording sessions with Eric, or was he very hands-on during the sessions, or did you know what type of sound you wanted and he just helped you to refine that?
Well, I mean, he was very hands-on, but we had talked about, you know, like I said, I made demos for every song, and in some instances we just, you know, like replace the electric piano, crappy electric piano sound I had with a real electric piano. I mean, it was a lot of that. But, I mean, there were plenty of instances where I was like, I don't know what I want here, you know. And he, you know, he came up with something. But every song, you know, we had like a definite reference point in terms of like another song. We were kind of, not, you know, I always say trying to copy. I mean, that's not the right word. But, you know, like the song Glitter Gold Year, you know, I gave Eric John Lennon's first solo album, which he didn't have, and I was like, I want it to sound like Isolation, you know, and that kind of stuff. That's how we work together, and that's actually how I've always worked with my brother too. If I have some musical ideas, I mean, we always kind of just say, hey, can you play the guitar solo from Celebration Day? And you know, no one else really knows about me, and, you know, he's not trying to copy it, but we know what that vibe of, you know.
You and me could go on and on and on and on, but it's not enough to not get along. And when you see my face and you see it's changed, you can't replace. No, the years we can be erased. Outside in the wind and rain.
The track I Won't Fall Apart on You Tonight from Eleanor Friedberger off the album Last Summer. Thanks again for listening to Northern Transmissions. I hope you're enjoying the show. If you want further information about Eleanor, you can follow her on Twitter at Eleanor Only, or you can go to her website at eleanorfriedberger.com or hitmergerecords.com. Being a longtime member of Fiery Furnaces, I asked Eleanor what had compelled her to put out a solo record.
I don't want to be overly dramatic about it, but I felt like I would regret not doing it, and the timing was right. It's a hard thing to describe why time, how timing works, you know, and all regards. You know, it's just like, it's really hard to define. But, I mean, I felt like, you know, I'm getting older. If I don't do it now, I'm never going to do it. And like I said, I had this time on my hands where I could just sit down and try and write a bunch of songs. And I was just in the right frame of mind, you know? But they weren't songs that I had, like, laying around where I was like, oh, I don't want to show these to my brother because it's too personal or something. It wasn't like that. All the songs on the album I wrote for the album, except Her Glitter Gold Year, actually, which is something I just kind of did as a joke at New Year's Eve.
Keeping on track with the songwriting process, pardon the pun there, we talked a little bit about, since Eleanor is a multi-instrumentalist, we just talked a bit about the process of her songwriting.
It works both ways. I mean, I mostly have the lyrics done first, and then, you know, make like a backing track. That's kind of how I did this. And for the first time, I wrote most of the songs on a keyboard, which I'd never done before. Really. So that was different. Now it's kind of like biting me in the ass now trying to play this song live. I mean, it works well, but it's just now the new songs that I'm working on now, I'm trying to write them all on guitar so I can play them all by myself if I had to, you know. But I'm going to be a little bit more strategic about it. But it was fun for me. I mean, the reason why I was using the keyboard is because I, like, finally got into using GarageBand and using, like, MIDI sounds and stuff like that. So, but I had a lot of lyrics done, and then I would make the backing tracks, and then I would make the words work, you know, for whatever tracks working on.
A lot of your songs are about New York City. How much of an influence? I mean, the city has a lot of, I guess the city has a lot of effect on you as a songwriter, am I not right, or?
Yeah, well, I mean, yes and no, but I wanted to make an album that that, you know, that was about New York, and was that was kind of had a, about, you know, myself when I first moved to New York. But yeah, it has. I don't want to, it sounds kind of corny to talk about it, but of course it has. You know, it's like, it's where I've lived. It's gone through where I've lived as an adult, and, you know, it's my identity, I feel like, is wrapped up in living here, you know, and it's where I became a musician. And, but, you know, it does have a lot of weight for me, and I still love living here more than ever. And, you know, now it's finally giving me this sort of payback that I've been waiting for. And it's like, I feel like there is a community of musicians here, and I have a lot of people I can rely on. And, you know, I've lived in the same neighborhood for 11 years, and it does mean a lot to me.
Let's listen to a bit more music. Here's the song Early Earthquake off Last Summer from Eleanor Friedberger.
It was an early earthquake, and my heart's trembling just for you. It was an early earthquake, and my heart's trembling just for you. And when the walls came crumbling, crumbling down, when the walls came crumbling, crumbling down, love's been right here for you. To see you in my door and hear you say you're a sight with sore eyes, it's better than any song, better than X's and O's in the subject line. I polish my boots till they glow and they shine, and you can see your face, the lines round your eyes. So why you can't keep to any one place? Ooh, 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 ooh. I wanna rewind, it's not the same as regret. I'm gonna do it again. And although your reputation precedes you, all of my time thinking of ways to say the same old thing. I want you to want me, and I'll never bring, ooh, ooh, this anticipation to an end. Oh, I can hardly sleep. My mind is racing, it's racing.
I chatted with Eleanor a little bit about her involvement with the Cabinet of Wonders, with Tony Visconti and Todd Barry, among other people, as well as comparisons that have been made between her and Patti Smith.
The guy whose show it is, his name is Wesley State, he goes by the name Don Wesley Harden, he's been making records for years and years. And my brother and I participated in this Dylan tribute concert last year, where I sang a couple songs, and so did he. So that's where we met. And he does this show like 6 times a year, and he asked me to do one earlier in the year, in February, I think. And it was really fun, and so we get to do it again. So it's actually a really fun night, really funny, you know, diverse people.
I've seen a couple of comparisons to Patti Smith. I mean, that's pretty flattering company. You
have to put a smile on. I'm not a big fan of hers music, I guess. Hmm. But I mean, as far as like being a personality and a great woman, you know, and someone who I totally respect and admire. I mean, yeah, it's flattering. But I've always gotten that comparison. I think it's just, you know, mostly because of what you look. But I don't think musically we have very much.
Yeah, musically it's a little different. That's why I was kind of surprised. But it's a very nice comparison.
Yeah, I mean, she's terrific. But I just, you know, I think if I didn't have brown hair and was thin, I probably wouldn't get that.
I heard they got used bicycle parts down in Coney Island. There's a Russian there who makes them out on Sixth Avenue. I chose my seat and my wheels, one pink and one white. He said, come back in an hour, but I've got nothing to do. I gave him $60, I guess they must have been stoned and maybe found. And finally they found their way back to me, oh you. That day, it's me on the bike, posing next to a white Lamborghini on Manhattan Avenue. In front of that tiny, tiny restaurant where we had dinner and watched TV, it was hanging from the ceiling in the corner. I strained my neck to see. It's the only photo I have of that bike on that day. The boys on the F train said that frame was fresh. It was the color blue, but I didn't know my way, so I couldn't get home to you. I didn't know my way, so I couldn't ride home to you. I had to connect. It's the same. I couldn't find my way back from the beach that day. Some say it's Bath Beach, some say it's Dyker Heights. I imagine Governor's Island is Shutter Island. Imagine Christopher Walken as a dancer named Rami. It just don't seem right. Just don't seem right. Why not make the most of a dream?
was the track Owl's Head Park. You might have heard a reference if you were listening carefully to Christopher Walken. We talked a little bit about that and her upcoming tour.
No one tells me that. That's funny. It was something I was like in a bathtub listening to the radio, and there was he was doing an interview on like my favorite radio show in New York, and I didn't know that he had been a dancer. I didn't know that his real name was Ronnie. And then I kind of like had a dream about it.
Huh.
You know, that's really silly. But.
That's awesome. Did you say his real name was Dominique?
No, his real name was Ronald.
Oh, Ronald. Okay.
Yeah, Ronnie.
Ronnie, that's great. Anyway, are you psyched to be going out on the road with the Kills and Wild Flag, two pretty interesting bands, and you have a band you're taking out with you, right, on the road for this?
Yeah.
Cool. And who is the same people that work on the album that you're...
No. I'm really excited. These tours are going to be great. I mean, it's been so long since I've been the opening act, and just last week we did those opening up with Deer Hunter in New York, and you know, it's the only way to play in front of new people. It's so great. It's so sold out, and people came early, and they were packed, you know, just to see us, too, and I love playing in front of a lot of people, you know?
Yeah.
And it's low pressure, too, because, you know, they didn't necessarily pay to see you, so it's just a great opportunity, and I, you know, both of the bands kind of are old friends, and it's going to be really great. And the band I'm playing with now, friends from New York, really, is Matt Basti, who plays bass in MGMT, and then a guy named Don Etherly, who is really young and an awesome guitar player. He used to be in a band called Be Your Own Pet. He's now 21.
Wow.
And then the drummer is James Canty, who plays in The Pharmacist with Topio, and he also played in The Makeup and Chain and the Gang and all these bands in D.C. And so it's a great band, and I'm super lucky to have them playing. And everyone's been really supportive. And
if you'd like more information about Eleanor's tour... first off, actually, she will be Monday, September 5th in Vancouver, BC, with the Kills at the Commodore Ballroom. But as a special bonus, she will be at Zulu Records at 4 p.m. And for all other dates, please check her website at eleanorfriedberger.com, or you can check her Twitter, which is Eleanor Only. That's it. And for more information about the show, please go to northerntransmissions.com, or please email us at northerntransmissions@gmail.com. Also, follow us on Twitter at northerntrans. Thanks again for listening, and thanks to the great producer, Andy Kallstrom. And let's listen to one final track. This is Roosevelt Island off the Merge Records release last summer.
We saw a picture of a girl with the same hair and our pose next to her, cop and a smile. Made a great photo, but I never thought I'd see her again. Didn't really want to ever see her again. You went alone on the train. It was hard to imagine you counterback on your own. I can't believe you brought her back for me. That day was supposed to be like spring break, but it was dark and cool, and the sand felt all dirty and gritty under our shoes. Shot of us, you and that guy who died down in Philly on the beach. The cyclone made you sick. It was a similar sort of trip. By the time we took the tram down to Roosevelt Island, you made me feel like I was more like you than like me. I like that. Sets your mind, some emotion. It sets your